How do you call hogs to feed?
Whoopee! Whoopee!
I love it. That's great.
That's what we call.
How do you call sheep? Do you know what you call sheep?
I never did call in sheep.
Okay, what about chickens?
Chicken, 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 chicken! Come on, chicken, chicken, chicken!
That's neat, I love it.
And they just come running, yeah. Have me covered a little bit, yeah. Up on my shoulder and everywhere else.
Before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what is it you have to put on the horse?
Harness.
Okay. When you're plowing, what do you call the leather things that you guide the mules with?
Trust track.
What?
You mean the lines?
Yeah.
Check lines.
Okay, okay. If you're riding a horse, what do you call those leather things that you guide him with?
Bridle.
Okay.
We have a bridle and then we have straps on.
Oh, the straps.
Like lines, only it wouldn't be as long.
Okay, okay. What do you put your feet into when you ride a horse?
Dirt. If you got a saddle, if you ate, you want to ride a bareback. That's the way I rode mine, bareback.
Okay. When you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
I just call Blue and Jack.
Okay.
Because both of them walks in the furrow.
Oh, okay. I see. If something's not right near at hand, you'd say it's just a little... It's not right here, but it's just a little...
A little ways off.
Okay. And if you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey, you might say that you have a what to go before dark.
Well, we like about 2 or 3 miles, Ben, Mr. Honey. We'll soon be there.
Okay, but what if it's 10 miles? You'd say, boy, we've got a
long way to go.
Okay.
That's when we start out from Potter Park and get on this side.
Uh-huh.
And he said, honey, we've got a long way to go to go to Mr. There's from Polly Point to Denton.
Yeah.
And we done it a minute then.
Yeah. If something's real common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about.
Find it anywhere.
Okay. And if somebody slipped on the ice and fell back, fell this way, you'd say he fell.
Backwards.
Okay. And if he fell this way.
Forward.
Okay. If somebody apologizes for breaking something of yours, you might say, oh, that's okay, I didn't like it.
Oh, forget it, that's what I generally say.
Okay.
They break it because she broke something when she first came here.
Yeah.
She was green bad. I said, Mary, just forget it, I've got plenty of them.
Okay.
Little old glass and I had a bunch of them.
Yeah. A crying child might say, he was eating candy and he didn't give me.
Didn't give me none.
Okay. You might say, now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble.
Well, I've had that in my generation.
Yeah?
My sister and brother-in-law had a little boy just about a year older than my daughter.
Yeah?
And his sister. Just 11 months older than both of them.
Uh-huh.
And he's eaten candy before him. Yeah, not daddy, give me this. Y'all ain't gonna get none of it.
Uh-huh.
Them two little old girls standing around crying, and they never would give him a bit.
Uh-huh.
I never wanted to tear a kid up so bad in my life.
I guess.
And he's still that way.
He is. How old is he?
Oh, about 60 some odd.
Never grew out of it, huh?
No, he never had. Been married 4 or 5 different times.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on some land, you might say you did what to the land?
I cleared my land off.
Okay.
I got some new ground to break.
Okay. sometimes after you cut grass for hay, it'll grow back and you can cut it again the same season. What do you call that when you cut it again?
Just second crop.
Okay. What do you call old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Dead moody grass.
Okay. What kind of grass?
Moody grass. That's what I got out here in the yard.
Oh, is it? I think that may be what I have in my yard, too. Except mine doesn't grow like that. Mine's not growing. I got fertilized. I haven't fertilized it this year.